Hi guys, welcome to Not Marriage Material. This is Rashida.
And it's me, Pooja. So I recently came out of a relationship, and by recently I mean a year ago. And I have been spending some time thinking about what actually went wrong with that relationship, because I want to make sure that I'm not repeating patterns personally, and also look out for patterns in relationships that I might encounter in the future. And that led us to this topic of maybe discussing some red flags that we have seen and experienced in our past in relationships.
Yeah, like when you just like look for red flags on the internet, they would just say things like, oh, if a guy cannot apologize, if a guy cannot say those words, I am sorry, then that's a red flag. I kind of disagree with that, because this is a very subjective thing. And like your partner can apologize in so many different ways. So you have to like really customize these, even the red flags that we will be talking about, to your own relationship, and figure out like whether these red flags would actually apply to your situation. Okay, superficial red flags, that silly red flags, silly red flags that might not actually be true, but it's just a quirky thing that, personal thing that we are on, that might work for us. So for me, it is seeing abs on dating sites is a big red flag for me. I would never go near that kind of guy. I think that's a sign of narcissism. And to be honest, I don't even know if I would like abs on a guy, to be completely honest with you. I like flat stomach, but I really don't like all these like gym going, someone who's like too concerned about or too focused too much about how they look like physically is a big red flag for me.
Yeah, I think that's very fair, because I think it does indicate on some level a sign of
narcissism.
Caring more about the male interpretation of what a woman wants in a guy as opposed to what women actually usually want, which is that we don't really care about exactly your abs. I don't think I've met any women who have said, oh, I care about a guy's abs. It's more about having a healthy, fit attitude towards life. So that makes sense, but I'm not somebody who actually rejects abs out of the way. For me, it's if he has photos with a car, not into it. It's kind of tacky that you are associating your worth to a car. I can understand it in terms of achievement. It just shouldn't be what you market yourself as, in my opinion.
Yes, absolutely. But I don't know if we should be saying this out loud, you know, because the guys would be like, oh, we shouldn't be doing this. And they would be like, and then they would like try to do a different gender role, like, oh, I should be doing this kind of things. And they'll purposefully.
Maybe they'll listen to this and be like, we don't want girls who are this opinionated. Who cares? So they would have
to. Good for them. Good for them. And, okay.
I also don't swipe ride on a guy who has the first photo in the profile pic with a dog. I think to me, that's like, I love dogs. I think they are really cute.
Yeah,
but I don't want to date your dog.
I think they are using that to get girls. That's what it is. That's how I look at that kind of stuff. And then I don't like man buns. And then I don't like tacky beards, tacky hairstyles, all those trim, like Drake's hairstyle looks like. I hate that.
Oh my god, you're a Canadian. How can you say that? I think Drake is like your national mascot or something.
Justin Bieber too. So what?
I think Drake is more important to Canadians than anything.
Really?
Syrup.
I think you just met one Canadian dude and you are like labeling the entire country.
No, I am not even, I've never talked about Drake with that guy. I'm actually talking from like social media experiences.
Okay.
Everybody's super into Drake who's Canadian.
I hate his beard. I hate his hairstyle, like how it's like properly trimmed and stuff, but
doesn't bother me.
I hate ear studs too.
Oh, I do hate those. Yeah, I think that's very tacky too.
Yeah.
But those are not red flags. Those are just general.
To me, they are. I'm sorry. To me, they are red flags.
What is the red flag with the guy wearing studs?
So I think they are showing off. I hate men with any kind of jewelry, not just studs, necklaces, bracelets, like thick rings. If it is like a fitness tracker kind of ring, I like that. But if it is like a proper jewelry, I hate it. Like, why? I don't know. Maybe I'm just playing into the gender role thing. But it's just too tacky to me.
For me, one thing is like if I show up on a date and the guy isn't wearing clothes appropriate to the place we're going to, I think that's a red flag, because I think that kind of shows disrespect towards me on some level, because
that doesn't bother me at all. That doesn't bother me at all. I like it if guys do that, actually. They're like, they don't give a fuck about the norms around them. I like that.
So one of the things that was a red flag for me in one of the first relationships I was ever an adult relationship that I was ever in, was the fact that the person decided to be more, was kind of felt like he was coaxing me into doing more in the relationship than I was going to be physically comfortable with. More like asking to spend more and more time sometimes than I was comfortable with. Asking for lesser and less boundaries, even when it came to physicality. And I was not able to be comfortable with them, but I also was very infatuated, I think, at the time. So I ended up going with the person on whatever he asked of me, because I just didn't want to wreck the relationship too early on. And I realized that that was indicative of a behavior pattern where it felt like the person was always wanting things his way, always trying to be more pushy, and never able to take my standpoint as something serious and valid, and always expect me to just understand that he's smarter and that he is more he's always going to be right, and that he has put more thought into everything or something. Mm-hmm. And it just always was a very big flag around toxicity and gaslighting at the time to me.
Interesting. But you also noted at that time that you were just like getting along, doing whatever he was saying because you didn't want to wreck the relationship. Could things be different if you had set a boundary like, hey, no, I cannot, I'm not comfortable in doing this? Would you think he would have acted differently if it is a totally a red flag, if you set a boundary and he's like still pushing for those things and he's not respecting your boundaries, then that's a definite big red flag.
I think the boundary would have helped me as a person in itself. It may not have changed his behavior, or it may have, but the thing is, when you set boundaries, you have to be willing to walk away from something if your boundaries are not met.
Yes.
So it's about self-respect. And I think I am still, like, that relationship ended 4 years ago, but I still sometimes have to deal with a lot of repercussions from having been in it, in the sense that I still sometimes feel like my self-esteem has been impacted ever since I was in that toxic relationship. So I think if I had respected myself more and took a standpoint where I was like, no, I do not want to do this for this reason, and being able to walk away from it when it was getting unhealthy, I think I would have done more of a service for myself long term.
Yeah. So it's like, it's not just a red flag in that partner. It's also like, I mean, it's also very healthy to identify red flags in your own behavior and break out of those patterns. In some cases, it might be just growing the relationship. Also, in some cases, you might have to walk out of the relationship to find that kind of space to grow and like figure out what you really want in life. But what you said about coaxing, pushing to your partner's pushing to do things is such a big red flag in and of itself, especially when it comes to sex. Consent is super important. We had all these movies and TV shows teaching us that of a culture of like where a woman would intentionally say no even if she likes to have sex, and a guy would keep pushing just because that's supposed to be romantic. But guess what? What if a girl actually doesn't want to have sex? And if you say no, the guy is probably going to be pushing you to have sex because he's going to think that you actually like it. But you're just saying no just because, you're just playing a game.
a lot of it has been about, a lot of movies are all about having really, really bad predatory behaviors, even in Bollywood. Like the guy is standing outside a girl's window, just even if the girl has said no many, many times, the guys will keep coming at to the girl's window and just trying to break her down. I don't think that that was a healthy way to have modeled our generation on.
Like, consent is super important. Unless you give an enthusiastic S, the guy should not be forcing you, or like she shouldn't be asking you to have sex over and over again. I mean, like, I went on a first date with this one Indian dude, and we had a great date, and it was pretty, we had a great conversation. So when we were going back, we were trying to go to a different bar, and he was like, oh, maybe we can go back home because to change, and you're not wearing the right clothes for this bar. This is a pretty high-end bar and you have to change clothes. I was pretty puzzled by this. I was like, oh, I don't know. I mean, I've never had this kind of experience, but maybe he's right. Maybe I should just go change. So he was like, I'll just drive you to your place and you go change and we'll just go to this bar. I was like, okay, great. And we went back home. And then he came into my apartment, and then he was like, oh, we'll just have pre-drinks here. We'll just have a glass of wine here before we leave because we don't want to be paying so many drinks there. We'll just have some drinks here. And I'm like, okay, that sounds fine to me. And I had some wine and we were having a glass of wine. Then he suddenly started forcibly kissing me. And I was so confused by that because my gut reaction was like, no, I don't want to do this. But I was conditioned into pleasing men or pleasing people around me that I could not, like, I could instantly see how I was like disgusted by that, but I couldn't, I was still putting up a smiling face. Or I don't know if the girls are just wired to be that way, because it can quickly go south. That moment can quickly go south if you end up pissing that guy off. And if that guy turned out to be this asshole, he can easily overpower you because he is this mountaineering dude who was pretty muscular, and you know, I it's intimidating to be with bigger people around you. So I don't want to piss him off, and I am this scrawny, skinny looking girl, and I don't want to be overpowered by this huge man. So I was putting up the smiling face, and I also had a good date, you know, with him previously, like just like an hour before that. So I was like, okay, we had a good time, so why not just kiss him? Well, it's fine. But I did have some bad vibes. But he kept proceeding. He did more things to me. He was like touching me and stuff. I was like, no, I don't want to do this. And then he backed off for a minute. And then he again kept doing things again. I was like, no, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't think this is right. But the funny thing is, like, my facial expressions was still smiling. I still don't know why I was smiling at that time. But deep inside, I was disgusted. I didn't want to do this. But the weird thing is, I was smiling and I was putting up with it for some reason. But I was like still like pushing him away. But a culture is telling us the wrong thing, that if a girl does this, then a man should pursue her even more. But like, a girl might be feeling something completely different.
How did you eventually get him to stop, actually, though?
I had to like literally go out of the room to the kitchen. I was like, you have to leave right now. And I was visibly hurt, and I was like, I mean, I was 27 or something. I was not traumatized by this, but it was an interesting learning experience for me that I could, even if I don't want to, it seems like I'm still smiling and like I'm not firmly saying no. So it's like, if I have this kind of experience all over again, I would be like, hell no, I'm not doing this. But like, yeah, this is a red flag. If a guy does this to you, don't blame yourself. Like, don't blame yourself saying, oh my God, I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have done that. It's okay. Yeah. Even if you're not saying no, but like, don't see him again. This guy was like, he was ready to do anything just to get in bed with me. He was like, oh, I can be in a relationship with you, because I was like, I'm not going to have sex until we are in a relationship. I said to him that. He was like, oh, I can be in a relationship with you. He just wants to say things just to get in bed with me. So you have to draw a line and be like, no, this is a toxic behavior and I'm not going to entertain that. So this is a huge red flag, guys.
I think that you're right. And in my opinion, the fact that you are strong and connected to how you feel when you're feeling things actually helped you lean into your feelings and be able to articulate that, no, I don't want this. This is not feeling good. And I'm glad that you're saying, like I'm glad you're calling out that you felt confused in the beginning. And I think that's the very important part, because a lot of people are like, oh, but it's okay, whatever. It doesn't even matter. I'll just go with it. I don't want to make the situation too awkward or too embarrassing or to have to end it in a confrontational manner. I think we need to teach women to be able to have the confidence to say no. And I know that you called out another important point, that the guy can really overpower you. Yes, it's true. So you can maybe say it in a, like, if you're scared of that, then saying it in a nicer way is probably more helpful. Like, I would want to do this maybe some other time, maybe after a few dates, once I know you better. But actually voicing your feelings is very important, and something that all females, all women need to learn.
But like, men should also be taught to not coerce women into having sex.
I have also been in a situation where a guy flew, I think, like 6,000 miles to have sex with me once. And I had never slept with anyone before that. And I actually maybe at some point felt like I was supposed to sleep with him because he was doing... he flew so far away to see me, even though I don't think I was necessarily emotionally ready for that experience. But because I felt like I owed it to him, I decided to have sex with him. And I had a lot of shame and resentment and guilt afterwards from it. But the problem is not with the guy at that point, because he asked for consent. And I couldn't voice my own thoughts clearly because I was wrapped up in trying to understand what I was feeling. And so I could never voice the no. So it's not, and I think I voiced a yes at that point. So I don't think it's his fault. I just think that as a girl, we have to understand that we do not owe another person our consent, no matter what they're doing. It's all about whether you want to do it. We have to learn how to prioritize our own emotions.
Yes, that's a very interesting point. So that makes sense why you would say girls should be taught to say yes, because yes or no, because it's really not about the blame game here. It's about whether you are staying true to yourself. So like in my previous relationship, whenever I raise a concern or say like, hey, this is hurting me or this is a problem, we should talk about this, he would immediately get defensive. And like, he would be like, oh, I don't know. I don't think this is my problem. You know, I feel like you're just overthinking this. Maybe if you think this way, then this will be fine. One of the examples was like, one of the big problems in my previous relationship was his female best friend. So they've been best friends for 6 years, even prior to our relationship. And they used to talk every day on the phone for an hour. So I had some concerns about it. Like, it was nothing about, like, I would never ask him to stop being friends with this girl, obviously, because it's his right and it's his own life. I'm clear about that. But it did bother me. I couldn't exactly pinpoint what it was. So I just wanted to share. The right thing is to do, which is share what you're feeling, because this is going to be affecting the relationship. And every time he would be like, oh, no, this is just, you're just not trusting me. You should trust me. Trust is such an important thing. Without that, there will be no relationship. If you do this, if you just stop asking me these questions, if you just accept it, then everything will be fine. She's just a friend, over and over again. This is an extreme defensive behavior that is a red flag. This kind of shows, it's a sign that this guy or your partner hasn't done the work to process his thoughts and feelings about his own situations in life. That when he's asked or confronted about these situations, he has no answer but to just be defensive.
Yeah. And you bring up a really important and interesting point that he could he was always trying to fix you in this situation. He was like, if you fix this about your thinking or your behavior, then this problem will go away. So he doesn't have to put in any of the work to do any of the solution oriented work. It was always on you. It's your problem. So you go and fix it. And he will tell you what to fix also. What is this? Are we living in the 1800s or what?
I lost my entire identity in that relationship. I was starting to get health problems. I was stressful. He literally found me a therapist too. I was all part of his fixing thing, like fixing behavior. Yeah. It was like, if you should go for therapy and you should fix yourself and then we'll get back together. And my therapist used to see him and my therapist used to see me as well. My therapist tells me this guy cannot work on himself. Like, he's only focusing on fixing you. He's not focusing on fixing himself. So it's like, this is not, he's only thinking about you, and even every little advice my therapist would give, he would just basically deflect it on me or someone else. So that's a huge red flag.
I think another red flag is when you become self-deprecating in this situation too. I've experienced that people get defensive in like either two ways. Either they're like, oh no, I don't think you should be feeling this way, or it is not my fault that you feel this way, or I'm sorry you felt this way. Or they become self-deprecating in the sense that, oh, I'm such a piece of shit and I just did this and I'm a horrible person. Accountability and ownership of a problem and actually finding a solution through action by himself. They try to assuage their guilt and try to soothe over a situation by just saying that they are a piece of shit and that's who they are, and they cannot change it. So it's more like they're just using words to take the heat out of the situation and
not really work on themselves.
Yeah, there are no actions. They're not able to back it up. And it's also a sign of somebody immature in a way as well, in my opinion, because an actual person will be like, I understand you feel this way. And maybe they even are able to apologize. And then they say that this is what I can change and how much I can change. Can you? And I can always try, and we can revisit this issue if it is still an issue for you. And then we can see if I still want to put in more effort in the future in this, or it is at that point that we decide whether we need to break up or not.
And another red flag that I could think of in my last relationship is just like rushing into the relationship and trying to lock you down. This, my ex-boyfriend was like, in our third date, he literally told me that, like, oh, I'm the best girl that he's ever seen and he really likes me. I liked him. I'm not going to lie. I liked him. But I after that point, it kind of got weird from that point on. He was like, I really like you. And he was strongly signaling me that he wants to be in a relationship with me. All that is fine and good. But then things started getting weirder. He was introducing me to all his friends. And I don't think that he actually cared for what I actually feel about the situation. He was just too excited to actually see through all that. I mean, like, I guess it's cute in a way, but I was not, at that time, I was not emotionally mature to handle that kind of cuteness.
Yeah, and I think it also shows that when people move that fast, I don't think they have had a chance to really process how what their own emotions are, and that kind of manifests later on in the relationship too. Because like, when they move that fast in a relationship, and they either ask you to be their girlfriend or they tell you they love you too soon, they are not actually acting on real feelings. They are maybe acting on milestones or checklists. Or
anxiety. A person who's anxious doesn't actually value their own feelings or their partner's feelings. They just only act on anxiety. And the anxiety could be something about, oh no, I don't want to be alone, so I want to be with this partner. Force that person to be in the relationship. Or different kind of anxiety can be, oh, I don't want to be hurt, or I don't want to break up again. So they would like try to move away from the relationship. They don't want for this to save the feelings of like not being broken up or hurting.
Understanding what your expectations are of the relationship and having a conversation around that with the person you're dating is also very important. Like, if you are somebody who wants to have a long-term relationship and the person is not able to take actions towards it, towards maintaining and being able to move towards a long-term relationship, either they are too selfish or they're making decisions too single-handedly without consideration for you, I think those are red flags too towards issues that crop up.
Yeah, this boils down to like, what are the expectations of the relationship? What does a relationship look like to you? And what does a relationship look like to your partner? I think that's a conversation that needs to be had early on. And if there are differences in that, then I think that is a red flag. And that is a sign that you are not on the same page. If your expectations are different, if your value systems are different, then you're not going to succeed in the long run as a relationship.
What do you mean by value systems?
So value systems can be something like, you might be some sort of a person who values honesty, integrity, loyalty. For you, like being extremely loyal to your partner might be super important for you. But for your partner, it might be something about money. Nothing wrong with valuing money, but like you might be dealing with a partner who actually values like buying a house, just doing all the checklist stuff, getting married. Honesty and loyalty might be a little low in the list, where they're like, oh, flirting is still okay. They might be like, they might feel like just being on Tinder and just swiping on people might still be okay. But you might be differing in that expectation of like what a relationship should be like.
Yeah. Actually, I heard a very good feedback about value systems recently, and it was to look up value systems anywhere on the internet and then identify like 25 even that are important to you, and then rank them and pick just the top 5 and forget about the rest.
Mm.
And then try to evaluate your relationships and make sure that those kind of match up in the other person's in the person you're dating's life. That kind of brings me to like another red flag is if a person starts talking about money as an issue in your relationship too early on, or tries to be jealous of your successes in life, or is like, oh, why do you spend so much money on this stuff, even if it is just your own money? And that's a problematic behavior because that's also controlling on some level.
Oh, and then another one that I could think of, like a surefire way, at least for me, to filter out all the guys and just to be like, because I have noticed this red flag in guys, and I've actually incorporated that into my dating profile, that it was such an easy job for me to filter out all the unwanted guys. If a guy doesn't like the idea of feminism, then that's a huge red flag. Just like, just ignore this guy, because either I do give the benefit of the doubt to the men that most women do want equality and they do want women to succeed and be fulfilling in their own jobs or do whatever they want to do, right? Men do think that. But they should be educated to actually understand what feminism is. They need to understand why there's this movement like this and why what feminism is actually trying to achieve. So I started adding this in my dating profile. Like, if you don't like this idea of feminism, or if you're not a feminist, then swipe left.
So I think those were it from us in terms of our experiences, what we consider red flags. And if those resonate with you, please leave us a comment and let us know if you've seen that as a behavior pattern too. Other than that, take everything we've said with a grain of salt and evaluate it for yourself in the context of your relationship. So thank you guys. Please follow us. Please like us. Please subscribe to us. We also have an Instagram page called Not Marriage Material Podcast. So follow us on that to be more aware of when our next episodes are coming up. And just give us your feedback. We're always open to it, and let us know what you think. So thanks everyone for listening.